tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Lady Redskins ranked number one in the state of Ohio in Division Four with a record of 22-2. And the Fort Recovery Lady Indians ranked number six in the state of Ohio in the last poll, and they are 19-5. We'll talk with the head coach of Fort Recovery, Chelsea Collig, right after we pause for this.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no copays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. And don't forget, you'll find Pack-A-Sack in Fort Recovery and, of course, in Jay County, Portland, Dunkirk, Redkey, and Bryant. Well, just a few minutes ago, we had a chance to talk with the head coach of Fort Recovery, Chelsea Collig, and here is that interview.
We've lost to, once again, St. Henry twice now. What's the difference going to be this time around, Chelsea, to come out on the winning side?
Well, I think it's going to be helpful that we are healthy and we have everyone ready to go tonight. And, you know, it's tournament time, so, I mean, clean slate, and the girls are confident. They had a great practice yesterday, and we're very confident going into the match, so.
Well, yeah, the last time we played them in the regular season, we did not have Paige Judy. We did not have Olivia Patch. Neither one of them played a single second. That's got to be a difference tonight.
Yeah, and a big difference is, and Coach Gugemeyer and I were talking about it on the way here, but, you know, the serving is going to be a big difference. I think, you know, if we're both really good serving teams, so if we can come out and that first ball contact, whether it's serve receiving or serving, you know, I think that's gonna indicate who's gonna come away with the match, in my opinion.
Did this team surprise you any this year with any of their statistics or any of their play?
Not really. I think we had some girls really step up, especially when we had two girls out. We had a couple of JV girls that came in and did a really nice job. But I think Marissa Garkey, you know, came in early as a newbie, and she really just gave us a lot of energy and sparked us. And for being a sophomore, you know, we're not, like, entirely experienced, where we do have a couple sophomores on the team, and they've contributed to a lot of our successes as well as our upperclassmen. I think our blocking has been kind of the talk, though, especially with our size. So I think that's one thing that we've really focused on this year, is just helping our defense out by being big and aggressive at the net.
That's been an interesting year indeed. We don't want it to stop here, though. Let's win that district title tonight.
Yep, sounds good.
Who's going to be your starters this evening? I think I know, but kind of fill us in. Who's going to be out there?
Senior Brooke Collig, sophomore Marissa Garkey, sophomore Whitley Rammel, senior Olivia Patch, junior Kira Wendell at the libero spot, and junior outside hitter Paige Fortcamp. And then, junior Hope Wendell.
Paige Fortcamp, wow, what a year she has had. What a hitter.
She has so much power, and she's just a very aggressive player. Wherever she goes, whether it's back row, serving, front row, blocking, whatever it is, she does with a lot of power and a lot of, she's a tremendous athlete, and we're very fortunate to have her, obviously, this year, but back again next year, so...
Absolutely. Again, Chelsea Collig, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Congratulations again on a super year. We're looking forward to a great match tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for your coverage.
Over the years, Fort Recovery Industries has witnessed many accomplishments by the youth of our community, both academic and athletic. Fort Recovery Industries would like to salute the members of the Fort Recovery Indians volleyball team on another winning season and bringing the community together to cheer the team on in a positive manner. Congratulations, Lady Indians, and best of luck in the tournament from everyone at Fort Recovery Industries. And remember, apply for job opportunities online at FortRecoveryIndustries.com or apply in person.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kelp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Kelp Pharmacy is offering flu vaccines with no appointment necessary. Kelp Pharmacy can bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Also, ask about our cash special. Stop by for your flu shot at Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, and Union City, Indiana today. Kelp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
JR Manufacturing, a Fort Recovery company since 1999, is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent in maintenance, production, engineering, skilled trades, and management. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Back here at Kalida High School, about set for the championship match here in the district tournament between Fort Recovery and the St. Henry Lady Redskins. I'll alert our studio producer, Eric, if you would make sure you go ahead and record the broadcast tonight. I would appreciate that. Again, Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Thomas Banta and all of his staff at the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. Again, on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Once again, Fort Recovery 19-5 battling St. Henry, a record of 22-2. Again, should be a dandy matchup tonight. Stay tuned. We'll have it all for you coming up in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Boers Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boers Welding.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Just about set to go here. Fort Recovery got here by winning in 3-0 the other night as the Fort Recovery Lady Indians able to knock off the Lima Central Catholic Lady Thunderbirds 3-0. St. Henry got here by defeating Crestview 3-0. And so here we are with the championship tonight. The winner moves on to the Elida Regional, and the first match in that is next Thursday on Halloween night. So if we win tonight, we'll play next Thursday on Halloween night, a week from tonight. Officials are going over the lineups, making sure everybody's set to go. Here comes Kiara Wendell into the lineup. And let's see who's going to be serving first. I didn't see the coin toss, so I think it's going to be Fort Recovery, but it's not. I guessed wrong. It's going to be St. Henry. Going back to serve for the Lady Redskins is Brianna Seifering, a 5'10 sophomore. So here we go. Fort Recovery and St. Henry battling tonight for the chance to move on to the Elida Regional next Thursday. Bouncing the ball is Brianna Seifering. The serve is a good. Dug out by Kiara Wendell. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Thinks it over and got the kill. How about that? What a start. Paige Fortkamp with one of her little finesse kills. And the Lady Indians lead 1-0. Kiara Wendell will go in to serve now for Fort Recovery. Kiara is our libero. It is a little long. Too long. Almost. Marley Vaughn almost stuck her hand up there and touched the ball, but she decided to pull it back at the last minute, and that was a good decision. So side out St. Henry. There's a good serve by Nora Vaughn. A smash by Paige Forkamp. Another kill from the outside hitting position on the left. Paige Forkamp with her second kill of the evening. And now it's side out Fort Recovery, and Chloe Showalter will go back to serve. It's 2-1. Fort Recovery leads by one. Lady Indians look very good here in the early going. Let's hope it keeps up. Good serve there by Chloe. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery, played by the Lady Indians. Showalter will set for Paige Judy. Dinks it over. Got the kill. Paige Judy this time with the kill. And it's a point for Chloe Showalter. And the Lady Indians lead 3-1. This is what we needed, a great start, and it is that indeed. Here's another serve by Chloe, dug out by St. Henry, and the hit back over to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill for St. Henry's Addie Vaughn. The Vaughn girls are triplets, Addie Vaughn, Marley Vaughn, and Nora Vaughn. And back to serve now. Let's see who's that's going to be. It's going to be Chloe Showalter. I don't know, something happened there a minute ago. I'm not sure what the ruling was. Anyway, we got the point. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. There's the set, the smash by Paige Forkamp. Did she get it? Nope, it's too long. I don't know what happened a moment ago. I thought it was a clean kill there by St. Henry, but the official made a ruling and took the point away and gave it to us. So it's now 4-2. Now serving for St. Henry is Addie Vaughn. Good serve. Here's the set for Paige Judy. She hits it too low. Four hits called on Fort Recovery. Point for St. Henry. Addie Vaughn picks up the service point. She'll serve again. She's a 6-foot senior. Here comes the next serve from Addie. It's a good one, dug out by Kiara Wendell. Chloe Showalter will pass, and there's a deep hit by Paige Forkamp. Oh, got the kill. Paige Forkamp with her third kill tonight. It's 5-3. Lady Indians lead by 2, and here's Paige Forkamp serving now for Fort Recovery. It's a good one. Dug out by St. Henry's Hannah Bruns, and a miss hit by St. Henry's Mia Niekamp into the net, and Fort Recovery picks up the service point. Paige Forkamp will serve again. 6-3 now. Lady Indians on top by 3 here in the first set. Good serve again. Here's the set for St. Henry, the outside hitter. Played a nice dig by Chloe Showalter, Kiara Wendell, the deep hit by Paige Forkamp. Played by the back line of St. Henry. Here's the set and the hit off of Fort Recovery, but Paige Judy passes to Showalter. Back to Judy, and she missed the hit on the set, and St. Henry picks up the point. Side out St. Henry. 6-4 now. Here's going back to serve, Hannah Bruns for the St. Henry Lady Redskins. It is a good serve dug out by Kiara Wendell to Showalter, who will set for our outside hitter. In this case, it's Olivia Patch. Hits it over. St. Henry now playing it back to Fort Recovery on the back line. Here's a hit by Paige Forkamp. She got it in right down in the corner. Paige Forkamp, another kill. She has 4 kills already, and it's 7-4. Fort Recovery leads by 3. Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterley's our studio producer back at the radio station. Here at the game site, it's Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. There's a block by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Free balls it back to St. Henry. Keeps it alive. Free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, and she gets a kill. Wonderful start for Fort Recovery, and St. Henry calls time as head coach Tricia Rosenbeck forced to call time. Fort Recovery 8, St. Henry 4. We'll return in just a moment.
Safety man here. Ta-da!
Hey, safety man. What time is it?
Lindsay, don't you know? Why, it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the road.
Also, farmers, keep your equipment in safe, good working condition and have a great harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And call us about your corn marketing needs at 800-637-7161. Again, 800-637-7161.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Kalida High School, the championship of the Kalida District Volleyball Tournament. Fort Recovery leading 8-4. St. Henry having trouble free-balling it back over to Fort Recovery. Showalter will set for Whitley Rammel. A smash and a block by St. Henry, played by Fort Recovery. Chloe Showalter back over to St. Henry on the second hit. Here's a smash by St. Henry and a kill for the Lady Redskins for Brianna Seifering. That is her first kill of the evening. Side out now to St. Henry. Fort Recovery leading 8-5. Fort Recovery off to a fantastic start here tonight. Coach Colley could not ask for any more, I don't think. Here's Marley Vaughn serving for St. Henry, the libero, dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Here's a set by Chloe Showalter to Paige Judy. Judy on the cross-court hit, played by St. Henry. Now back it goes. There's a block by Fort Recovery. St. Henry able to set and hit the shot back to Fort Recovery. Showalter to Rammel. Rammel smashes, and it's out of bounds. Whitley Rammel hits it out of bounds. Point for St. Henry. Marley Vaughn serves again. It's now 8-6. Vaughn serve. Pass by Fortkamp to Showalter. Here's a hit by Brooke Colleague, and Brooke gets the kill. Cross-court hit by Brooke Colleague with the kill. Brooke's first of the evening. Way to go, Brooke. She hasn't been, hadn't hit the ball much here tonight, but that was a great hit right there. And here's Hope Wendell going back to serve for the Lady Indians, leading 9-6 over the number one ranked St. Henry Lady Redskins. Here's the set for St. Henry. A block by Fort Recovery, but it's out of bounds. And I believe that kill was by Nora Vaughn from her outside hitting position. Now here's Grace Lange serving for St. Henry. Good serve. Dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, played by St. Henry. A little soft hit over to Fort Recovery. Wendell to Kiera Wendell. Hope Wendell to Kiera Wendell. Now Marissa Garkey back to St. Henry. Here's a smash. And Fort Recovery able to keep it alive. Brooke Colleague free balls it over. St. Henry on the set again. A little dink, a block at the net by Rammel. And here's a hit and a smash and a kill by Addie Vaughn of St. Henry. Makes it 9-8. Grace Lange picks up the service point. Fort Recovery leads by one here in this first set. St. Henry getting closer. Here's a good serve. Fort Recovery's in trouble, and it's an ace serve for Grace Lange. That ties it at 9-9 now, Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Fort Recovery needs to break this serve here. 9-9 in the first set. St. Henry, Fort Recovery, good serve. Dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Wendell hits it over on with two hands. Now here's a smash, and it's too long, I believe. Yep. Too long by St. Henry's Brianna Seifering from the outside hitting position. It goes out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the point. And here's Brooke Colley going back to serve now for the Lady Indians as we have side out, leading 10-9 now. We didn't give up the lead there. Good serve by Brooke Colley. Here's the set for the Lady Redskins. The hit and a block by Rammel, and they call mishit on St. Henry there. So I guess I'm going to go ahead and give Whitley Rammel a block on that. Brooke Colley picks up the point. Another serve by Colley. Oh, it's so close, but she missed. It's just out of bounds. 11-10, side out St. Henry. Fort Recovery leads by one. Back to serve now for the Lady Redskins is Brianna Seifering. We're at Kalida High School, Kalida, Ohio, tonight's district championship match. Fort Recovery, St. Henry. Brooke Colley will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey, a soft hit over to the middle. Here's a smash and a block. And a kill for St. Henry for Nora Vaughn, her second of the evening. And that ties it back up at 11-11. Brianna Seifering back to serve now for the Lady Redskins. It's a good serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Hope Wendell keeps it alive. Marissa Garkey kind of free balls it over. Here's the set for St. Henry. The smash out of bounds by St. Henry's Hannah Bruns. Port Recovery picks up the point. Service point. Service opportunity here to Kiara Wendell. 12 to 11 now. We lead by one on the miss hit there by St. Henry. Good serve by Kiara Wendell. The set. There's a smash. It's too long. Oh! Oh, they say it was tipped. Oh, we should have let it go. Shouldn't have tried to get to it. So it's a kill for St. Henry, and going back to serve now is Nora Vaughn. Nora's serve is way too long. Side out Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery goes back on top, 13 to 12. We've never given up the lead here in this first set, but it's been close. It's been tied a few times. Chloe Showalter will go back to serve now for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. It is a good serve. Fort Recovery service has been excellent tonight. And there is a kill by Addie Vaughn, who instead of setting, hits it over on the second hit and caught Fort Recovery asleep. That was an excellent. She actually hit it behind her head. Excellent hit there by Vaughn. And there's a service error for Vaughn, and they're the ones committing service errors. Addie Vaughn hits it into the net. So far, Fort Recovery's been pretty good, and we've had very few service errors tonight. Paige Fortkamp serving now. We lead 14-13, side out Fort Recovery. Oh, just as I say that, there's one too long by Paige Fortkamp. Service error on the Lady Indians. And back to serve now is Hannah Bruns for St. Henry. It's tied at 14-14. Hannah Bruns' serve is a good one, dug out by Brooke Colley. To the net, look out. Too close to the net. And getting the kill there for St. Henry was Mia Niekamp. That puts St. Henry ahead for the first time tonight in this first set, 15-14. Bruns will serve. Good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Here's a hit by Paige Judy. Here's Addie Vaughn setting for St. Henry. Seifring back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the bump for St. Henry. The smash. And the kill. St. Henry's Mia Niekamp gets a kill, and Fort Recovery's going to call timeout as St. Henry has gone ahead by 2 points, their biggest lead of the set so far. St. Henry 16, Fort Recovery 14. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Here's the serve by St. Henry's Hannah Bruns. Good serve back to St. Henry, and there is a kill for the Lady Redskins. That was Carly Winner who got the kill for the Lady Redskins, and it's 17-14 now, and St. Henry's pulling away here. We need to get this service stopped. Bruns will serve again. Hannah Bruns back there. Where's number 13? And it's an ace serve for Hannah Bruns. And all of a sudden, the roof is kind of caving in here on the Lady Indians. 18-14, St. Henry on top by four. Well, we had such a wonderful start tonight. But right now, we're in a little bit of trouble here. We need to get the side out back. Here's Bruns serving again. A service error for Hannah Bruns into the net. That helps. Fort Recovery picks up a point. Side out Fort Recovery. It's 18-15. And going back to serve for the Lady Indians here will be Aubrey Kanapke.
These two teams have outstanding volleyball teams. There's no question about it. There's a good serve by Kanapke. A smash and a block by Whitley Rammel. And St. Henry plays it back over to Fort Recovery. And a kill for Addie Vaughn. Fort Recovery could not play it. It was a two-hand hit there by Addie Vaughn. And Fort Recovery could not play it. Side out, St. Henry. Marley Vaughn goes back to serve. 19-15, St. Henry up by four. Fort Camp passing to Chloe Showalter. A smash and a kill for Whitley Rammel. Showalter with the assist. Whitley Rammel gets her second kill of the evening. So back to serve now for the Lady Indians will be Hope Wendell. Scores 19-16. We need a little run here, Hope. Come on, young lady. Good serve. Dug out by Marley Vaughn. Here's a smash from the outside by Seifering. Played by Fort Recovery. A smash by Brooke Collig. She got the kill, her second of the night. Brooke Collig with a kill from the outside hitting position on the left. And it's 19-17 now. Give a service point there to Hope Wendell. Fort Recovery trails by only two. This would be a great point here to get. Good serve. Here's the set by Addie Vaughn to Seifering. Blocked by Fort Recovery. Back over to Fort Recovery. Back to St. Henry. Here's the set and the deep hit by Bruns. Played by Fort Camp, but it goes out of bounds. Bruns gets the kill, which is her first kill of the evening. And it's 20-17 now. St. Henry widens their lead to 3 points. And we are at real tough territory here, getting close to that 25. Serving now for St. Henry is Grace Lange. Lange's serve is good. Dug out by Paige Fortcamp to Hope Wendell. Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel. Rammel dinks it over. St. Henry able to play it, though. Seifering back over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell to Kiara Wendell. Outside hitter, Marissa Garkey got the hit, hitting it through the block by St. Henry. Marissa Garkey got the kill. That's her first kill of the evening, and it couldn't have come at a better time. Side out, Fort Recovery. We're down by two, 20-18. Here's Brooke Collig serving. Good serve. Here's Bruns to the net. Addie Vaughn back over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell to Whitley Rammel. A block by St. Henry. Hope Wendell will set again. Here's Marissa Garkey. Addie Vaughn plays it to Maddie Vaughn. Here's a smash by Bruns, and Bruns got the kill. And a Bruns with the kill. 21-18, Fort Recovery calls time, trailing by three. St. Henry 21, Fort Recovery 18, first set of the night. We'll be back in a moment.
Over the years, Fort Recovery Industries has witnessed many accomplishments by the youth of our community, both academic and athletic. Fort Recovery Industries would like to salute the members of the Fort Recovery Indians volleyball team on another winning season and bringing the community together to cheer the team on in a positive manner. Congratulations, Lady Indians, and best of luck in the tournament from everyone at Fort Recovery Industries. And remember, apply for job opportunities online at FortRecoveryIndustries.com or apply in person.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. If you or your loved one is 65 or older, it's time to review your Medicare Part D coverage. Plan options continue to change every year, making it difficult to manage. Calp Pharmacy can help by comparing plans and reviewing your options to make sure you get the medications you need at a reasonable cost. Set up your free Medicare plan review with me in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana by calling 1-800-686-2314. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Serving now for St. Henry is Brianna Seifering. It's 21-18. Fort Recovery down by three. Seifering serve is a good one. Dug out by Kiara Vaughn. Hope Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on a hit. Blocked. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Another block. Hope Wendell to Paige Fortcamp, who dinks it over. St. Henry able to save it. And did it go out? Oh, they said it was in. I think it was Addie Vaughn with the kill. Right on the line. So service point there for Brianna Seifering. Seifering will serve again here. 22-18. That was a crucial point there. Good serve by Seifering. Dug out by Kiara Wendell. Here's Paige Fortcamp on a smash. Played by St. Henry.
Here's Bruns hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Brooke Collig to Hope Wendell. Marissa Garkey on a push and got the kill. Little two-hand push for Marissa Garkey. Picks up the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. It's 22-19 now. Lady Indians back to within three. And Kiara Wendell, one of our, well, all of our servers are pretty darn good. Kiara Wendell's an excellent server here. Good serve. Dug out by Bruns to Addie Vaughn. Here's a smash by Nora Vaughn. Fort Recovery lost a couple of players there. They go out, down on the floor. And waiting at the net was Hannah Bruns, who duck kills the Lady Indians there. Hannah Bruns side out St. Henry. It's 23-19 now. Here's Nora Vaughn serving. It's a good serve. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. A wicked smash right to the backside and a kill for Paige Fortkamp. That is number five for her this evening. That keeps the Lady Indians alive, 23-20. But we need a run here if we're going to have a chance to win this set. Chloe Showalter will go back to serve. Serve is good. Dug out by St. Henry. Addie Vaughn sets for the outside hitter, who is Mia Niekamp. Here is Paige Judy hitting it back to St. Henry. The set by Addie Vaughn. Little dink over. They're going to call what? Two hits on Fort Recovery. Wow. I didn't see that. I thought they were going to call two hits on St. Henry. Two hits on Fort Recovery. 24-20 now. Side out Lady Redskins. And Addie Vaughn will serve the set point. Dug out by Kiara Wendell to Chloe Showalter. A smash by Olivia Patch. And they're going to say St. Henry was in the net. Side out Fort Recovery. So one more chance. 24-21. Fort Recovery back to within three. Here's Paige Fortkamp serving for the Lady Indians. The junior puts it across the net. Dug out by Marley Vaughn. Here's a smash. And down on the ground by Hannah Bruns. And that's it. As St. Henry has won the first set, 25-21 over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Well, we started out well in that one. We just couldn't get it going at the end and couldn't make headway, couldn't get any closer than, I think we got within 2 points there, maybe a time or two. But St. Henry wins it 25-21. Set two coming up in just a moment. Don't be surprised if we go more than three sets tonight. We'll see. We'll be back right after this.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project designed, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Everyone at JR Manufacturing in Fort Recovery would like to congratulate the Fort Recovery Indians on a great season. As a proud supporter of the academic and athletic accomplishments of our Fort Recovery young people, we encourage you to attend the games and support these outstanding Fort Recovery high school students. JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery, a proud member of the Fort Recovery community. Go Indians!
At Hull Brothers at Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Moore's
Hughes Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Boar's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boar's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boar's Welding.
All righty, here we go with set number two. As Brooke Colleague will serve, Lady Indians have the first serve in this set. Trailing now one set to none. St. Henry wins the first set, 25-21. Good serve by Brooke. Dug out by St. Henry. Addie Vaughn over to Bruns. Bruns will have the cross-court hit played by Kiara Wendell to Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell sets for Paige Fortkamp, and it's a kill for Paige Fortkamp. Number six on the night. Service point there for Brooke Colleague. She'll go back to serve again. Lady Indians off to a lead just like we were in the first set. Had a nice lead in the first set, leading 1-0 here. Here's Bruns on a hit, and she hits it off the block of Fort Recovery and got the kill. Hannah Bruns with the kill. That is number five for her tonight. And going back to serve now is Nora Vaughn for St. Henry. Good serve. Or is it? No, it's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Side out Fort Recovery. Right down the sideline. I thought it was going to be in, but it was just out. So service error, and here's Kiara Wendell for Fort Recovery, and she got an ace serve. St. Henry let it go, and Kiara Wendell right down the line. Actually, it was a cross-court serve, but hit right before the sideline for the ace serve. Or Kiara serves again. Good serve. Addie Vaughn will set. There's the hit by St. Henry's Mia Niekamp. Here's Paige Fortkamp. It's blocked. Fort Recovery able to keep it alive. Paige Fortkamp and a block. Paige Fortkamp on a hit, and it's a block there by St. Henry to the ground. And so there's a point for St. Henry, side out Lady Redskins. And it's now 3-2. Fort Recovery leads by one. Here is Addie Vaughn serving for St. Henry, dug out by Brooke Colleague. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Judy. Judy, a little finesse hit, and they say it was out of bounds. Close call. Point for Addie Vaughn. Now tied at 3-3. Ace serve. That fell 10 feet away from the net. Nobody was there to play it. Ouch. Addie Vaughn with her first ace serve of the night. Makes it 4-3. St. Henry grabs the lead here. Addie Vaughn will serve again. Good serve dug out by Brooke Colleague to Kiara Wendell. Wendell will pass to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp on the hit. Here's Addie Vaughn setting for St. Henry's Mia Niekamp. Hope Wendell will set for Olivia Patch. Patch over to St. Henry. Now here's the blast by Bruns, and she got a kill. No! Keeping it alive was Paige Fortkamp, and they're going to call a double hit on Paige Judy. Doggone it. Double hit on Paige Judy, and side out, or I should say service continues for St. Henry's Addie Vaughn. It's now 5-3, and now the service ends as Addie Vaughn hits it over the end line for a service here. That's one of their, and it seems like that was the case when we played them the other day in the regular season. One of their negatives was too many service errors, and they've had quite a few tonight. Here's Chloe Showalter serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve, dug out by Marley Vaughn. Here's a smash by Mia Niekamp. Showalter to Paige Fortkamp, hits it through the block by St. Henry. St. Henry keeps it alive, though. Here's Bruns on a smash, played nicely by Kiara Wendell. Olivia Patch hits it over on the second hit. And St. Henry comes back at Fort Recovery. And getting the kill for Fort Recovery was Carly Winner. Fort Recovery had a great dig there to save that one, but it went right up to the top of the net, and Winner was waiting on it and slammed it down on the floor. 6-4. Side out now for St. Henry. Anna Bruns will serve. Good serve. Dug out by Kiara Wendell. Chloe Showalter will set for Olivia Patch. Smashes it down for a kill. Actually went off of Addie Vaughn. That's her first of the evening for Olivia Patch, one of our seniors. We have four seniors on the squad. Chloe Showalter, Brooke Collig, Olivia Patch, and also Paige Judy. We don't want this to be their last match of the of their career. We'd like to play at least one more time. There's an ace serve off of Hannah Bruns. Paige Fortkamp picks up an ace serve. That's her first ace serve of the night. It's now 6-6. We are all tied up. Here's Paige Fortkamp serving again. Good serve dug out by Hannah Bruns to Addie Vaughn. Dinking it over as Mia Niekamp. Here's Olivia Patch freeballing it back to St. Henry. There's a set and the hit back over by Bruns. Chloe Showalter sets for Marissa Garkey. Cross-court hit is out of bounds. St. Henry picks up the serve now. Going back to serve is Marley Vaughn. Marley, Addie, and Nora are all twin. Let's try that again. Are all triplets. And there's an ace serve off of Brooke Collig for Marley Vaughn. The Vaughn's father used to teach in the J schools. I think maybe he still does. We could have used him on the J County volleyball team, that's for sure. Here's a good serve back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Chloe Showalter, and Olivia Patch got the kill. Give Chloe Showalter the assist. Olivia Patch with the kill. And that makes it now 8-7. St. Henry still leads by only one, though, and incoming to serve is Aubrey Kanapke coming in to serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve. I think they should have let that go. It would have been out of bounds, but they didn't. Hannah Bruns hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery and give Aubrey Kanapke a service point. We're tied at 8-8 here in the second set. St. Henry won the first set, if you just tuned in, 25-21. Another good serve. Ace serve again right down the line. And again, I think if they would have let that go, I think it was going to be out of bounds. But Aubrey Kanapke gets an ace serve. 9-8, Fort Recovery takes the lead back now. Aubrey Kanapke down the sideline again. This time St. Henry plays it. Double hit's called. Double hit is called there on Brianna Seifering of St. Henry. Another service point for Aubrey Kanapke. Atta girl, Aubrey, just keep it going here. 10-8, Lady Indians lead by two. Kanapke serves again. Here's Addie Vaughn over to sister Nora Vaughn, who slams it down for the kill. Side out St. Henry. Give Nora Vaughn another kill. For her, that is number four on the night. Sister Addie has a total of five kills on the night. Back to serve now for St. Henry is Grace Lange. It's a good server, is it? No! It hits the top of the net and falls on the St. Henry side. Another service error for St. Henry, and as I have said, and I will say again, that's been their Achilles heel tonight, service errors. And Fort Recovery picks up the point, side out Lady Indians. Here's Hope Wendell serving for Fort Recovery. And there we just give it right back to them. Service error by Hope Wendell over the sideline on the far side as she hit a cross-court serve. And it's 11-10 now. Side out for St. Henry. Brianna Seifering will serve now for the Lady Redskins. Ranked number one in the state of Ohio. Record of 22-2. There's an ace serve down the sideline for Brianna Seifering as Fort Recovery let that go, thinking it was going to be out of bounds, and it was not. 11-11. We're all tied here in the second set. And serving again is Brianna Seifering. Jump serve is dug out by Kiara Wendell to Hope Wendell. Here's Whitley Rammel. Oh, I think it's in. Yes! Whitley Rammel right on the sideline towards the back and picks up the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. Three kills now for Whitley Rammel. Here's Brooke Colley going back to serve for the Lady Indians here in the second set. We lead at the moment 12-11. Brooke Colley, a good serve. There's a pass to the net. Here's Nora Vaughn on the smash, played by Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell to Paige Fortkamp, and she got the kill. Give Hope Wendell the assist. Paige Fortkamp the kill, number seven for Paige. Brooke Colley picks up the service point. And Brooke goes back to serve again. Now we lead 13-11. We lost the first set, Fort Recovery losing to St. Henry 25-21. Good serve by Brooke Collig. Here's the set by Addie Vaughn to Bruns. A block by Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel, but it goes out of bounds off the block. Point St. Henry. So here's the next serve. As Grace Lange picked up a service point there. Here's a smash and a kill by Paige Fortkamp from her outside hitting position. Number 8 for Paige. She had 21 kills the other night officially in the match with Lima Central Catholic. What a night, and that was only 3 sets. Here's Kiara Wendell on a good serve. St. Henry having trouble, dinking it over. Hannah Bruns back to St. Henry. Here's Addie Vaughn back to Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell to Hope Wendell. A smash by Paige Fortkamp, and she got a kill. Cross court smash. And Fort Recovery goes ahead 15-12, and St. Henry calls timeout. Fort Recovery 15, St. Henry 12. Timeout, Lady Redskins. We'll be back.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Cooper Farms will be hosting its 13th annual Turkey Trot 5K on November 2nd, 2019 at 10 a.m. with all proceeds benefiting State of the Heart Care. Kick off your November with a cool morning run or walk with hundreds of your closest friends. Water and refreshments, including a turkey meal, will be provided to all participants after the race, along with door prizes announced throughout the event. To register and find additional race information, visit cooperfarms.com and click the sign-up banner at the top of the page.
All right, about set to resume action here. Kiara Wendell will serve again for Fort Recovery. It is a good serve. Dug out by St. Henry. A block by Fort Recovery. Back to St. Henry. Here's Hannah Bruns on a smash and hits it through the block by Paige Fortkamp and Olivia Patch. So service, all right. Point there for St. Henry, and side out St. Henry. Makes it 15-13. Addie Vaughn back to serve now for the Lady Redskins. Good serve dug out by Brooke Collig to Hope Wendell. Smash by Paige Fortkamp, played by St. Henry. Here's a hit by Paige Judy, played by St. Henry. Addie Vaughn will set. A block by Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell will pass over to Hope Wendell, who sets for Paige, or for Olivia Patch, I should say. Played by St. Henry, back to Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell passing to Paige Fortkamp, who free balls it over. St. Henry helped us out there and played it when it was going to be out of bounds. Hope Wendell will set again for Paige Fortkamp. A smash played by St. Henry. Addie Vaughn comes back, and it's out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the side out. Wow, what a nice series of volleys there. And as I say, St. Henry helped us out one time there as our hit was going to go out of bounds, but they played it, and so we were able to keep it alive and then eventually get the point. Here's Chloe Showalter serving now for Fort Recovery. Hannah Bruns will pass to Addie Vaughn. Back to Bruns. Bruns hits it over. Kiara Wendell passes to Chloe Showalter. Showalter to Marissa Garkey. Garkey on a two-hand hit, and St. Henry cannot make the return. I'm going to go ahead and give Marissa Garkey a kill on that one. Chloe Showalter picks up the point. It's now 17-13. Lady Indians with a 4-point lead. Showalter's service error. Oh, my. When you're playing the number one team in the state, you do not want that to happen. But, hey, you know, we're all human. And here is Hannah Bruns serving for St. Henry. 17-14. Bruns, good serve dug out by Brooke Collig. Chloe Showalter to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp on the hit over. Addie Vaughn will pass to the net, and they can't play it. They got too close to the net, and they could not play it. Point, Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp back to serve for the Lady Indians. It's now 18-14. Fort Recovery with a 4-point lead.
Good serve by Page. Here's Addie Vaughn setting for Hannah Bruns, and they can't keep it alive. Four hits is called. No, they're going to call a double hit on St. Henry. The Page forecamp picks up the point, and that makes the score 19-14. Fort Recovery by five. Another St. Henry timeout. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are back at Kalida High School. Fort Recovery's Page Forecamp still serving. Lady Indians have a 5-point lead now, 19-14 here in the second set. Ace serve for Page Forecamp. How about that? Off the wrist there, off the fist there of St. Henry's Marley Vaughn. Give Page Forecamp an ace. It's now 20-14. Lady Indians by six. Page Forecamp serves again. Uh-oh. Service error. Break for the Lady Redskins. They get the ball back. Side out, St. Henry. Serving is Marley Vaughn. Good serve by Marley. Dug out by Kiera Wendell to Chloe Showalter. Showalter sets for Olivia Patch. Patch on the cross-court hit, played by St. Henry. Free-balling it back to Fort Recovery. Chloe Showalter for Marissa Garkey. Garkey dinks it over. Kiera Wendell to Chloe Showalter. Here's a dink by Brooke Collig, played by St. Henry. Here's a smash. Back to Fort Recovery, back to St. Henry, and give Olivia Patch a block on that one, and we get the point. Olivia Patch with a block, and Fort Recovery picks up the point as they battled for the volleyball at the net. And side out, Fort Recovery, and here comes Aubrey Kanapke in to serve. She had 3 points the last time she served, and this one is out of bounds. She had good luck on hitting it right down the sideline the last time she served, but that time it was a little bit too far off the sideline and side out for St. Henry. So we've made some crucial serving errors here recently. Here's St. Henry serving. It's a good serve dug out by Paige Forecamp. Free-balling it back as Marissa Garkey got it over there. Here's Addie Vaughn setting and a smash, and they're going to call double hit on Addie Vaughn. Wow. I do not like that call. I do not like that rule. Man, that's a tough call. No matter what side it's called on, it's a tough call. Fort Recovery gets side out, though. It's good for us. Hope Wendell will serve. Good serve. Marley Vaughn will pass to Addie Vaughn. Here's a smash. And a kill for St. Henry's Brianna Seifering. That's her second kill of the evening. 22-17 now, Lady Indians. Still up by five here and getting closer, but St. Henry has a chance to carve that lead down. Serving now is going to be Carly Winter. Good serve dug out by Paige Forecamp. Here's a set for Hope Wendell to Whitley Rammel, and Rammel crams it down their throat for the kill. Whitley Rammel with the kill. 23-17. Back to Brooke Collig to serve side out Lady Indians. Fort Recovery leading here by six. It's a good serve. Here's the hit back and out of bounds. But they say it was tipped. So give the kill there to Nora Vaughn. She hit it out of bounds, but they say Fort Recovery tipped it. And now Fort Recovery calls timeout. 23-18, Lady Indians on top by five. We'll be right back.
Are you a member of the PACASAC Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Over the years, Port Recovery Industries has witnessed many accomplishments by the youth of our community, both academic and athletic. Port Recovery Industries would like to salute the members of the Port Recovery Indians volleyball team on another winning season and bringing the community together to cheer the team on in a positive manner. Congratulations, Lady Indians, and best of luck in the tournament from everyone at Port Recovery Industries. And remember, apply for job opportunities online at FortRecoveryIndustries.com or apply in person.
Well, Fort Recovery just hit one out of bounds, so St. Henry picked up another point. And here's a service error for Nora Vaughn, who had just served the point before that. This one was too long. And now it's 24-19. Here we go. Set point for Kiara Wendell. Come on, Kiki. It's a good one. Marley Vaughn to Addie Vaughn. Here's Bruns on the hit back to the middle. Port Recovery plays it. A smash. And they're going to say Port Recovery had a double hit there. St. Henry had the block, and then they came back to the Lady Indians, and they called us for a double hit. So that makes it 24-20. Lady Indians leading by four. Here's Addie Vaughn serving again for St. Henry. Dug out by Kiara Wendell to Hope Wendell. They're going to call Hope Wendell in the net. No, they're going to call for a double hit. Double hit called on Hope Wendell. Service point to Addie Vaughn. And Addie will serve again. Dug out by Brooke Collig to Hope Wendell. Wendell sets for Page Four Camp. A smash. It's a kill. And Fort Recovery wins the set 25-21. The same score as the first set, except it's Fort Recovery on top instead of St. Henry. We're tied at one set apiece. That was the 10th kill of the match here for Fort Recovery's Page Fort Camp. We're tied at one set each. Each team has won 25-21. St. Henry won the first set by that score, and we won the second set by that score. We'll be back with the third set coming up in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Calp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Calp Pharmacy is offering flu vaccines with no appointment necessary. Calp Pharmacy can bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Also, ask about our cash special. Stop by for your flu shot at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, and Union City, Indiana today. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
JR Manufacturing, a Fort Recovery company since 1999, is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent in maintenance, production, engineering, skilled trades, and management. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Well, here we go with set three. I think that's the first set that Fort Recovery's won over St. Henry this year. I believe in the Invitational early in the year, we lost 2-0. And then I know we lost 3-0 in this regular season matchup. But again, we were playing without Paige Judy and without Olivia Patch in that regular season matchup. So that makes a big difference when they're back tonight. Here's St. Henry serving to start the third set. It's going to be Brianna Seifering. Good set. And Kiara Wendell got the dig up, but nobody could get to it. She couldn't get the velocity on it, and it just basically stayed put right there on the back line, and nobody could catch up with it. So service point right off the bat here for Brianna Seifering, and they lead 1-0 in this third set. There's an ace serve. Seifering hitting it to Kiara Wendell, and Kiara slipping and going down. Ace serve for Brianna Seifering now. That's 2-0. St. Henry off to a quick start here in the third set. Seifering will serve again. It's a good serve. Paige Judy to Hope Wendell. There's Paige Forkamp on a smash. Played by St. Henry. Back over to Fort Recovery. Free balling it back is Paige Judy. And she got the kill on the free ball. Can you believe that? As Brianna Seifering couldn't play it on the back line. Paige Forkamp on the kill there. And it's 2-1. Here's Kiara Wendell serving for Lady Indians. Good serve. Addie Vaughn will set for Nora Vaughn. Nora got the kill. Nora Vaughn with a kill for St. Henry. That is number 6 for her tonight. And it's 3-1. St. Henry leads by 2. And here is Nora Vaughn serving. Dug out by Brooke Colleague to Kiara Wendell. Wendell passes to Paige Judy. Judy on a smash. Paige Forkamp on the smash. And St. Henry puts it back over and gets a kill. I believe that went to Mia Niekamp. Another service point there for Nora Vaughn. Vaughn serving again, and Fort Recovery can't return it. Another point for Nora Vaughn. Fort Recovery off to a rough start here. It's 5-1 in this third set. Nora Vaughn serves again. Dug out by Paige Forkamp to Hope Wendell. Back to Paige Forkamp on the hit. Played by St. Henry at the net. And they're going to call. Going to say Paige Forkamp got the kill. The dunk kill there for Paige Forkamp. Number 12 for Paige tonight. Here's Chloe Showalter serving. It's 5-2. Now we need a little bit of a run here to get right back even in this. Ace serve for Chloe Showalter off the fist of Hannah Bruns. That's her first ace serve of the night. And it's 5-3. Lady Indians back to within 2. It's another good serve dug out this time by St. Henry's Kaylee Lange. Here's a cross-court hit played by Paige Judy. Paige Forkamp, I should say. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery. Brooke Colleague to Marissa Garkey, and they're going to call Marissa a double hit. Double hit called on Marissa Garkey. Point St. Henry, side out, Lady Redskins. Here's Addie Vaughn going back to serve now for St. Henry. St. Henry leads 6-3. Too long! Fort Recovery very wisely let that go, and Addie Vaughn hits it out of bounds. So here is Paige Forkamp serving now for the Lady Indians. Good serve by Paige to the net. Addie Vaughn will set. And there is a smash and a kill for Mia Niekamp. That makes a score now. 7-4. Lady Indians trailing by 3. Serving now is Hannah Bruns for St. Henry. Bruns' serve is too long. Thank you very much. Service error for Hannah Bruns. Point Fort recovery. That makes it now 7-5. And back to serve is Aubrey Kanapke, who's done a pretty nice job tonight in service. She had one service error in the last time she served. She had three service points the first time she served. And Fort Recovery's Marissa Garkey has to tie her shoelace here, so a little time on the court. St. Henry won the first set, 25-21. Fort Recovery won the second set, 25-21. Here in the third set, St. Henry leads 7-5. Here's Kanapke's serve. It's a good one right down the line. Played by St. Henry. They're having trouble. And it's a hit over the end line by Marley Vaughn. Hitting error there by Marley. And give Kanapke the serve. I think if they would have let that serve go by Kanapke, it would have been out of bounds. But they didn't, thank goodness. There's another good serve and a hit into the net for Hannah Bruns. Point Fort Recovery. Another service point for Aubrey Kanapke. And it's 7-7. We are all tied up. A good serve at Yvonne. And there is a smash and a kill off of Paige Fortkamp. Mia Niekamp coming up with her fifth kill of the evening. Side out St. Henry. That makes it 8-7 now, St. Henry by one. We are in for a great match tonight. Don't be surprised if this one doesn't go five games. One set apiece right now. Good serve there by St. Henry. Here's the hit by Brooke Colligan and got the kill. Way to go, Brooke. The senior, she doesn't want her career to end tonight. That's the third kill of the evening for Brooke Colligan, and here is Hope Wendell back to serve for Fort Recovery. Side out, Lady Indians. 8-8, we're all tied. Marley Vaughn to Addie Vaughn. Here's the dink over by Seifering. Here's the set by Kiara Wendell, the smash by Paige Fortkamp. Here's Addie Vaughn to Nora Vaughn, back to Fort Recovery, and we got it over. And it's a kill for Whitley Rammel. That was out of desperation there. Let's just get the ball back over. And Whitley Rammel gets the kill. Hope Wendell picks up the service point. Fort Recovery leads 9-8. Good serve. Dug out by Bruns to Addie Vaughn. Here's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery's Paige Judy and Whitley Rammel. And that puts Fort Recovery up 10-8, and St. Henry calls timeout. They say, we have seen enough. St. Henry calls timeout, so we'll be back in a moment here on PG 14 and J Country 101 Radio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
I hope you fans are enjoying the match on the radio here tonight. It's a fun one. Tied at one set apiece. Number one team in the state, St. Henry. Number six team in the state, Fort Recovery. They are battling back and forth, back and forth. So far, nobody with the advantage. Fort Recovery leading here in the third set, 10-8. Here's Hope Wendell back to serve again. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Marley Vaughn to Addie Vaughn to Nora Vaughn. A block by Fort Recovery's Brooke Colligan and Whitley Rammel. Point Fort Recovery. Now 11-8. Hope Wendell picks up another service point. She'll serve again. It's a good serve dug out by Marley Vaughn to Addie Vaughn. Here's a hit, and it's down the line. They say it was in. They say that Brianna Seifering got the kill, and it was close.
Side out, St. Henry. 11-9 now. Going back to serve for the Lady Redskins is Grace Lange. She's had an ace serve tonight. Lange's serve there is hit by Paige Fortkamp to Paige Judy. Judy back over, now back to court recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel, and Whitley hits it out of bounds. Point for St. Henry. That makes it now 11-10. St. Henry back to within one. Fort Recovery still leading. There's a service error by Grace Lange. That helps. Gives Fort Recovery a two-point lead at 12-10. And side out Lady Indians. Brooke Colley will go back to serve for the Lady Indians here. And Brooke's serve is a good one, dug out by Marley Vaughn to Addie Vaughn. Here's Seifring on a smash, played by Kiara Wendell. Hope Wendell back to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp to St. Henry. There's a smash by Seifring again, played by Fort Recovery. Here's Paige Judy getting the kill. Paige Judy getting the kill there. That was a very deep hit. There's one of those like, let's just get it over there. And picking up the service point is Fort Recovery's Brooke Colley. Another good serve by Colley. Hit back over to Fort Recovery on the second hit. Kiara Wendell will set for Paige Judy. A smash, and she got the kill. Paige Judy with the kill. Brooke Colley will serve again. Now 14-10. Lady Indians leading by four here over the number one team in the state of Ohio. There's the serve to Marley Vaughn, to Addie Vaughn. Nora Vaughn on the smash and got the kill off of Hope Wendell. Nora Vaughn with her seventh kill of the evening, although it's been a while since she's had one. And now going back to serve for the Lady Redskins is Brianna Seifring. 14-11, Fort Recovery leads by three. We're in the third set here. Each team has won a set tonight. Seifring's serve is good, dug out by Kiara Wendell to Brooke Colley. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a hit, back over to the middle. Here's the set for Nora Vaughn, and she got the kill. Give her sister Addie an assist. Nora Vaughn with the kill, number eight for her. And a service point there for Brianna Seifring. Seifring will serve again. Brianna is a 5'10 sophomore. Very fine young lady coming up here as only a sophomore. Kiara Wendell to Hope Wendell. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp, played by St. Henry. Addie Vaughn will set for Hannah Bruns, but she hits it out of bounds. Cross-court hit by Bruns is out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the points. Side out Lady Indians. Kiara Wendell will go back to serve as the Lady Indians lead 15-12 here. Kiara's serve is a good one. Almost an ace serve, but St. Henry saves it. Back over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell sets for Paige Fortkamp. A smash. And they say it was out of bounds. No, now the official overrules. The official overrules the lineman and says it was Fort Recovery's kill. That was a break. I think he was right, but usually when the lineman makes a call, there's a smash by Nora Vaughn of St. Henry, and Fort Recovery tries to block it, but it goes out of bounds, so give Nora Vaughn another kill, side out to St. Henry. And going back to serve now is Nora Vaughn, and Fort Recovery leads 16-13. Nora on a good serve. Ace serve for Nora Vaughn. That's her first ace serve of the evening. 16-14 now. Lady Redskins sneak back to within two. We're tied at one set apiece in the third set here at the championship of the Kalida District Volleyball Tournaments. There's a smash by Paige Fortkamp, too long. That was definitely out of bounds. Hitting error by Paige Fortkamp. And that makes it now 16-15. And Nora Vaughn picks up another service point. And Chelsea Colley of Fort Recovery calls timeout. We'll be back in just a moment.
Boars. Hughes Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Boar's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boar's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boar's Welding.
Back here at Kalida High School, what a match we've got going on here, folks. Great one. I hope you're enjoying it. Fort Recovery at the moment leading 16-15 in the third set, but St. Henry has side out, and Nora Vaughn will serve again. Good serve, and Kiera Wendell can't play it. Going to go ahead and give Nora an ace serve on that one. And now we're tied up. 16-16. St. Henry comes charging back here. Nora Vaughn, service error in the net. Fort Recovery gets a break and retains the lead by the narrow margin of 17-16. And here comes Chloe Showalter in to serve now for Fort Recovery. Bounces that volleyball. Here's the jump serve. It's a good one. There's Bruns passing to Addie Vaughn. Back to Bruns. Bruns on the hit. There's the dig by Paige Fortkamp. Back to Paige, and she smashes it and hits it out of bounds. Hitting error on Paige Fortkamp. Too much mustard. She is a strong hitter. Side out St. Henry. We're tied again at 17-17. And Addie Vaughn goes back to serve now. Good serve by Addie to Kiera Wendell. Chloe Showalter sets for Olivia Patch, and she got the kill. A little finesse dink there by Olivia Patch. Over on the side. That's her third kill of the evening. And Paige Fortkamp will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. 18-17. Lady Indians leading here by one. Good serve by Paige. Addie Vaughn sets for Hannah Bruns. Saved there by Chloe Showalter on a dive. Here is Paige Fortkamp back to St. Henry. Bruns will hit it back to Fort Recovery, but is it in? I think they said it was in. Actually, they said it was tipped. So give Bruns the kill. Hannah Bruns, side out Redskins. Number six for Hannah Bruns in the kill department. We're tied at 18-18. And going back to serve is Hannah Bruns. Bruns serve is dug out by Kiera Wendell. Here's Chloe Showalter to Olivia Patch. Patch on the cross-court hit, played by St. Henry. Runs back over to Fort Recovery. Chloe Showalter will set for Paige Fortkamp. Deep hit. And she got the kill off of Marley Vaughn. Paige Fortkamp, that's one that probably shouldn't have been, but hey, we're not going to turn it down. Paige Fortkamp with her 14th kill tonight, and it's 19-18. Here's Kanapke serving, and it's out of bounds down the side for Aubrey Kanapke. That's the second time she's had that type of an error here tonight. And that will tie it up at 19-19. And here's Marley Vaughn serving for St. Henry. Good serve. Chloe Showalter sets for Whitley Rammel, and she got the kill. It hit the top of the net and just fell down, and nobody could get to it. Give Whitley Rammel a cheap kill on that one, but we'll take it. 20-19. Here's Hope Wendell back to serve for Fort Recovery. We lead by one. Come on, Lady Indians. Let's get a little space here between us and them. Good serve. Ace serve for Hope Wendell. And ace serve for Hope right down the sideline. Timeout St. Henry. Fort Recovery leads 21-19. We'll be back in a moment.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
I want to thank our fine sponsors, you folks here in the broadcast. They make it possible for us to be here covering this wonderful volleyball match tonight. Also, thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly, back at the radio station in Portland at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM, and 100.9 on the FM dial. And thanks to Neil Spencer, producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com, who's also here tonight. Glad to be bringing you this exciting match on all of those entities. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Here's Hannah Bruns. Hits it out of bounds over the end line. Another service point for Hope Wendell. Fort Recovery leads 22-19. Boy, this will be a huge set win here for Fort Recovery. Good serve by Hope. Pass to the net. Here's a smash by Nora Vaughn. It's out of bounds. A cross-court hit is out of bounds by Nora Vaughn. And now Fort Recovery leads 23-19 here in this third set. Another service point for Hope Wendell. Hope will serve again. Here's the good serve. Oh, it's not. It's a service error. Ouch. I thought it was good for sure, but it was just a little bit too low, and she couldn't get it over the net. Service error for Hope Wendell there. Makes it 23-20. Fort Recovery by three, and now serving for St. Henry is Grace Lange. Lange's serve is good. Paige Judy passing to Hope Wendell. Here's a smash by Rammel. A set for St. Henry over to Paige Judy. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. Just a little dink over. Here's Nora Vaughn, a block. St. Henry keeps it alive. And hitting it into the net was Grace Lange of St. Henry, side out Fort Recovery. 24-20. Here is set point for the second set. Brooke Collig serving. Fort Recovery leading. Good serve. Addie Vaughn will set for Seifring. A block by Paige Judy and Whitley Rammel. 25-20. Fort Recovery has won this third set. A block by Whitley Rammel and Paige Judy, and the Lady Indians lead here 2-1 over the number one team in the state of Ohio, the St. Henry Lady Redskins. Hey, how about that? Hang on, we'll be back with the fourth set coming up in a moment, right after we pause for this. Fort Recovery leading 2-1.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked what was in it.
A turkey.
Let's see it. Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
There you go, folks. Eat turkey every day to stay in focused and enjoy it. It is delicious.
Get your own Cooper Farm smoked sliced deli turkey meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Over the years, Fort Recovery Industries has witnessed many accomplishments by the youth of our community, both academic and athletic. Fort Recovery Industries would like to salute the members of the Fort Recovery Indians volleyball team on another winning season. and bringing the community together to cheer the team on in a positive manner. Congratulations, Lady Indians, and best of luck in the tournament from everyone at Fort Recovery Industries. And remember, apply for job opportunities online at FortRecoveryIndustries.com or apply in person.
I don't know when the last time it was that Fort Recovery won a district championship, but it has been a long time, and this one is not in the bag by any means. When you're playing the number one team in the state, it's never over until it's over. 2-1, though. Lady Indians lead number one St. Henry, and Fort Recovery will have the first serve of this fourth set. Fort Recovery wins it here. They win it all. If not, we go to a fifth set. Here's Brooke Collig serving. Good serve played by St. Henry, I should say. And there's St. Henry hitting it out of bounds on the hit back. And in fact, Brianna Seifering crashed into the support post for the net there. So point Fort Recovery, Brooke Collig service error. Doggone it. Cannot afford those. 1-1. We're all tied up. Here's side out. St. Henry serving as Brianna Seifering. Serve is a good serve. Dug out by Kiara Wendell. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp and puts it down on the floor where nobody was. That wasn't necessarily a wicked hit, but it went in the right spot. 2-1, Lady Indians leading. And here's Kiara Wendell serving now for Fort Recovery. Serve is a good one. Dug out by Marley Vaughn to Addie Vaughn. Here's Nora Vaughn on a smash. And a block for Paige Fortkamp and Olivia Patch. Paige Fortkamp and Olivia Patch with a block there. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Kiara Wendell gets the service point. Now 3-1. Lady Indians leading by two. Good serve. Addie Vaughn will set for Hannah Bruns. Hannah, a cross-court hit, and got a nice kill there for the Lady Redskins. Hannah Bruns with her seventh kill of the evening. These are two really nice volleyball teams battling here this evening. Be a shame for whichever one has to go home the loser. Nora Vaughn on a good serve. Fort Recovery trying to save it. They free ball it back. Here's the set for St. Henry, the cross-court hit and the kill. Give Addie Vaughn the assist, and Mia Niekamp gets her sixth kill of the evening. Now 3-3. Back to serve is Nora Vaughn. Good serve. And Fort Recovery cannot return it. Nora Vaughn gets the service point. Nora has a couple of ace serves this evening in the earlier action. Makes it St. Henry 4, Fort Recovery 3. Nora Vaughn, another good serve. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Judy. Smashes it over, played by St. Henry. Hannah Bruns on the smash and got the kill. Another assist for Addie Vaughn. Hannah Bruns gets the kill. Her eighth of the evening. And now it's 5-3, St. Henry by two. Nora Vaughn with another service point there. Kiara Wendell digs it out to Hope Wendell. Here's a hit by Paige Fortkamp and a block by St. Henry. Timeout Fort Recovery. St. Henry takes a 6-3 lead over Fort Recovery here in this fourth set. Fort Recovery leading 2-1. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calc Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. If you or your loved one is 65 or older, it's time to review your Medicare Part D coverage. Plan options continue to change every year, making it difficult to manage. Calc Pharmacy can help by comparing plans and reviewing your options to make sure you get the medications you need at a reasonable cost. Set up your free Medicare plan review with me in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana by calling 1-800-686-2314. Calc Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Another big match going on tonight is Marion Local and New Bremen. They're playing that over at, let's see, where are they tonight? They are, slips my aging brain here.
Let's see here. They are over at Bluffton. They're at Bluffton tonight. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp on a serve by St. Henry, and it's out of bounds on the cross-court hit. Point St. Henry as Nora Vaughn has run off quite a few here. Nora Vaughn serves again. Dug out by Kiara Wendell, a bad hit. And Paige Judy can't save it. Into the net for Paige Judy. Another service point for Nora Vaughn. And it's now 8-3. St. Henry with a 5-point lead here, but it's early in this set. And that's almost an ace serve, but Brooke Collig saves it. Paige Fortkamp just kind of free balls it back. Here's a hit by Hannah Bruns, and another kill for St. Henry. And St. Henry is coming back, charging here. Another service point for Nora Vaughn. 9-3 now. I think she's run off 5 in a row here or something like that. Nora Vaughn's serve is good again. Dug out by Brooke Collig to Hope Wendell. Here's Olivia Patch on the hit back at the net, and Addie Vaughn can't get it over. Point for Fort Recovery. Side out Fort Recovery as the serve is finally stopped by Nora Vaughn. And back to serve now for Fort Recovery's Chloe Showalter. 9-4 is the score. Lady Redskins leading by 5. It is a good serve by Chloe Showalter. Addie Vaughn will set. What happened there? It's a kill, I guess, for St. Henry for Mia Niekamp. So back to Addie Vaughn of St. Henry serving now. Here's Olivia Patch, I should say, hitting it back over. Back to Fort Recovery, Chloe Showalter, and they're going to call a double hit on Chloe Showalter. 11-4 now. Addie Vaughn will serve again. Lady Redskins lead by 7 here in this fourth set. Kiara Wendell digs it out to Chloe Showalter. There's Marissa Garkey. Got the kill. Nice little finesse kill by Marissa Garkey. Right in the corner by the net. That's number 4 for Marissa. And it's 11-5. Side out Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp will serve now for the Lady Indians. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Marley Vaughn to Addie Vaughn. Addie will set for the middle hitter there, who was Carly Winner, and she hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp picks up a service point, and she will serve again here. 11-6 now. We're down by 5. Good serve. Addie Vaughn. A deep hit by Hannah Bruns, played by Paige Fortkamp to Chloe Showalter. Back to Paige Fortkamp. A block at the net by St. Henry. Fort Recovery keeps it alive, though. Marissa Garkey, cross-court hit. Saved by St. Henry. Back to Fort Recovery. Brooke Collig will set for Chloe Showalter, who sets for Paige Fortkamp. Paige, a smash, but Marley Vaughn able to keep it alive. Back to Fort Recovery. The set for Showalter, by Showalter, to Marissa Garkey. And St. Henry back over to Fort Recovery. There's Brooke Collig to Chloe Showalter. Paige Fortkamp hits it out of bounds. Oh, what an excellent volley there. But doggone it, we end up on the short end of the stick as Paige Fortkamp hits it out of bounds to end that volley. Side out, St. Henry. Hannah Bruns goes back to serve for St. Henry. They lead 12-6. And it's dug out by Kiara Wendell. Chloe Showalter to Brooke Collig, and Collig almost got the kill, but St. Henry keeps it alive. Hannah Bruns back to Fort Recovery. Showalter sets for Olivia Patch, and a block by St. Henry's Mia Niekamp. That's her first block of the evening, and that makes it 13-6 now. Give a service point to Hannah Bruns. St. Henry leads by 7 here in this fourth set. Fort Recovery leads 2-1. We just haven't been able to get it going here. And there's a miss hit by Marissa Garkey. We have not been able to get it going here in this fourth set. Timeout, Fort Recovery. It's still not too late in this set, but we're behind the eight ball now as St. Henry leads 14-6 here in the fourth set. Again, St. Henry trailing, though, overall 2-1 at the moment, but they're on the verge of tying this one up with a win here. We'll be back in a moment.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Okay, timeout's over. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Kalida High School in Kalida, Ohio. If you don't know where we are, it's just kind of northeast of Van Wert, a few miles. You go north of Van Wert, go through Ottoville, and then the next town over is Kalida. 14-6, St. Henry leads. They have the serve. Run serving, dug out by Kiera Wendell. Here's Chloe Showalter setting for Olivia Patch. Patch on the smash. Played by St. Henry. Patch back over again. St. Henry plays it again. And the little dink over and the kill for St. Henry for Hannah Bruns. Now it is 15-6. Lady Indians need to get things back together here. They don't want to have no momentum going into the fifth set. Good serve again by St. Henry, and there's a little dink kill for Marissa Garkey. Marissa Garkey gets a kill. Side out, Lady Indians. That is number 5 on the night for Marissa. And here is, once again, Aubrey Kanapke to serve for St. Henry, for Fort Recovery. And it's a service error for Aubrey. Aubrey's had kind of a rough night serving for us. I think that's at least her third service error. 16-7, side out, St. Henry. Good serve by Marley Vaughn. Here's Paige Fortkamp, free-balling it back to St. Henry. Now St. Henry a deep hit and a kill by Addie Vaughn. Addie is an animated young lady right now. She is excited, as she should be. Her team is roaring back here, leading 17-7. Over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Marley Vaughn serving now for St. Henry. And it's a service error out of bounds. Coming in to serve now for Fort Recovery will be Hope Wendell. 17-8. Lady Indians need to get something going here. It's not too late yet in this set, but St. Henry with a big advantage of 9 points. Good serve by Hope Wendell. Here's Addie Vaughn setting for the middle hitter. And she hits it out of bounds. That was Brianna Seifering hitting it out of bounds. And so Hope Wendell picks up the service point. And she will serve again. 17-9 now. Lady Indians down by 8. Good serve by Hope to the net. Addie Vaughn will set for Nora Vaughn. And Fort Recovery cannot return it. Point. St. Henry, side out St. Henry. 18-9 now. Here is Grace Lange going back to serve for St. Henry. It's a good serve dug out by Kiera Wendell. Paige Fortkamp to Paige Judy. A smash blocked by St. Henry. Paige Fortkamp again. St. Henry plays it. Addie Vaughn to Seifering, and she hits it out of bounds. Brianna Seifering hits it out of bounds. So, side out, Fort Recovery. Brooke Collig goes back to serve. We trail 18-10. Need a nice little run here, about 5 points. Brooke Collig, a good serve. St. Henry hits it back to Fort Recovery. Collig on the dig. Hope Wendell. There's a smash by Paige Fortkamp. Kept alive by St. Henry. Hannah Bruns on a deep hit and got the kill on the deep hit. Fort Recovery could not play it. Ouch. 19-10 now. Side out St. Henry. Here is Brianna Seifering going back to serve for the Lady Redskins. They have a big lead here in this fourth set, 19-10. Fort Recovery leads 2-1 if you just tuned in. Here's the dink over by Whitley Rammel. And St. Henry returns it, but they can't get it over the net. Point Fort Recovery, side out Fort Recovery. Here's Kiara Wendell going back to serve. It's pretty much now or never on this set. We trail 19-11. We need a run here of about 5 or 6 points. Kiara Wendell on the serve. Good serve to Addie Vaughn, who will set for Hannah Bruns. A block by Fort Recovery. And it's a Fort Recovery point. Olivia Patch and Paige Judy on the block. Couldn't have come at a better time. Makes it 19-12 now. Service point for Kiara Wendell. Kiara will serve again. She's capable of a run of points here. Good serve. Here's a smash by Nora Vaughn. They say it's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. That makes it now 19-13, and St. Henry wants to call timeout. Fort Recovery down by 6, 19-13 here in the fourth set. Fort Recovery leads 2-1.
Everyone at JR Manufacturing in Fort Recovery would like to congratulate the Fort Recovery Indians on a great season. As a proud supporter of the academic and athletic accomplishments of our Fort Recovery young people, we encourage you to attend the games and support these outstanding Fort Recovery high school students. JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery, a proud member of the Fort Recovery community. Go Indians!
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Here's Kiara Wendell serving for Fort Recovery, played by St. Henry. Here's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery, but out of bounds. The block was out of bounds. Side out St. Henry. That ends the Kiara Wendell serve. And here's Nora Vaughn going back to serve for St. Henry, leading 20-13. Here's Paige Fortkamp to Hope Wendell. Paige Fortkamp on a smash, played by St. Henry. Now free balling it back over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell sets for Olivia Patch on the hit and got the kill. Big kill for Olivia Patch. Number 4 for Olivia tonight. And it's now 20-14. Lady Indians still with an outside shot here in this set. We need an amazing comeback, though. Chloe Showalter will serve now. She's a good server. Here comes the first one, played by St. Henry. There's a set for Addie Vaughn to Mia Niekamp, and Mia got the kill for St. Henry. Side out St. Henry, and now it's 21-14. Now looking a little gloomy here. Well, it's been looking a little gloomy, but gloomier. Here is Addie Vaughn serving for St. Henry. Good serve. Olivia Patch got the kill. Another kill for Olivia Patch. That was just placement there, just hit it at the right spot. And here's Paige Fortkamp back to serve for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians down by 6, 21-15. Still not out of this set yet. And service error for Paige Fortkamp. Over the end line. 22-15 now. That really hurts. Here's Hannah Bruns back to serve for St. Henry. They're on the verge of tying this up at 2 sets apiece. We're going to go to a 15-point fifth set, it looks like. Here's the serve by Hannah Bruns, dug out by Kiara Wendell. Here's the set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey hits it back over, played by St. Henry. They two-hand it over. Olivia Patch to Chloe Showalter. Showalter sets for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on a smash, played by St. Henry. Brenna Homan in there now for Fort Recovery. Here's a set and a smash by St. Henry at the net, and a smash and a kill for Mia Niekamp of St. Henry. And so for Mia, 23-15 is the score now. Here's a good serve. And Olivia Patch got the kill. They say it got in bounds back there. So give Olivia Patch a kill. 23-16 now. Now back to serve for Fort Recovery. Is Kanapke. Good serve. Here's the set for St. Henry. And the smash and the kill for St. Henry's Mia Niekamp. From the middle hitting position. 24-16. Here's your set point for St. Henry. Marley Vaughn will serve the set points. St. Henry leads 24-16 in this fourth set. Dug out by Brenna Homan. Here is the dink over by Whitley Rammel. The set now for St. Henry. The smash off of Tierra Wendell and a kill for Hannah Bruns. And that ends the set 25-16. St. Henry wins by the biggest margin so far tonight, 25-16. That ties it up at two sets apiece. St. Henry won the first set 25-21. Fort Recovery won the second set 25-21. Fort Recovery won the third set 25-20. Now St. Henry wins the fourth set 25-16. We're down to the final 15 points of the match. Hang in there. Set number five coming up in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Boers Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boers Welding.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Well, we are at a high level here tonight. Down to the final set. Both teams have won two sets. Fort Recovery gets the advantage of serving first. Brooke Collig back to serve for the Lady Indians. Here we go with the fifth and final set tonight. It's a good serve dug out by St. Henry. Addie Vaughn will set for the outside hitter, Nora Vaughn, and she got the kill. Nora Vaughn with a kill to start out this fifth set, and St. Henry grabs a 1-0 lead. Back to serve now is St. Henry's Brianna Seifring. Seifring bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. Paige Judy to Hope Wendell. Paige Forkamp got the kill off of Maddie Vaughn. Off of Marley Vaughn, I should say. Paige Forkamp with the kill. And for Paige tonight, that is number 16 on the night. Now going back to serve for Fort Recovery's Kiki Wendell. Kiera tied at 1-1. Kiera Wendell's serve is a good one. dug out by Marley Vaughn to Addie Vaughn. Here is Hannah Bruns. A whistle. What do they call? A double hit on Fort Recovery? I don't get that one. Wow. Dora Vaughn serving for St. Henry's. 2-1. Smash by Paige Fortkamp. She gets a kill. Paige Fortkamp does not want this to be her last match of the year, as none of these Lady Indians do. Kill number 17 for Paige. It's tied at 2-2. Side out. Fort Recovery. Chloe Showalter will serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Dug out by Hannah Bruns to Addie Vaughn. Here's a smash. Over the end line by Mia Niekamp of St. Henry. Point Fort Recovery. 3-2. And give Chloe Showalter a service point. Fort Recovery leads by one. Good serve. There's Addie Vaughn. Setting for Mia Niekamp. Fort Recovery plays it. And a little dink back by Paige Fortkamp. She hits it out of bounds. Hitting error by Paige Fortkamp. That ties it up again at 3-3. Side out, St. Henry. And here is Addie Vaughn serving for St. Henry. Good serve. Dug out by Kiara Wendell to Chloe Showalter. Here's Olivia Patch getting the kill. Olivia Patch with a kill for her tonight. That is number 7 on the night. And Paige Fortkamp will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads 4-3. Remember, we only go to 15 points on this fifth set. Good serve by Paige. Addie Vaughn will set for Hannah Bruns. A block at the net. And Fort Recovery got the point. Give Olivia Patch and Marissa Garkey the block. The fans on both sides of the court are cranked up tonight. St. Henry and Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads 5-3. Paige Fortkamp will serve again. Good serve by Paige. Here's the hit back by Hannah Bruns. Brooke Collig to Chloe Showalter. The dink over by Marissa Garkey. Did she get it? Yes! Right down on the sideline. Marissa Garkey gets the kill. That makes it 6-3. Fort Recovery by 3. Timeout. St. Henry will be back.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
Wow, what a match tonight, folks. You can't help but enjoy this one. This is excitement as you can get it. Paige Fortkamp continues her serve for Fort Recovery. Six to three. That student body down there underneath me. Or Fort Recovery is really cranking it up right now. They've been supportive of the volleyball team all year. Here's Paige Fortkamp serve. Good. And it's an ace serve off of St. Henry's Kaylee Lange and up into the stands. Paige Fortkamp with an ace serve. And we're now at 7-3. Fort Recovery with the lead. Oh, boy. Here comes Paige again. It's a good serve off the top of the net. Addie Vaughn will set. Here's a smash by Mia Niekamp. Fort Recovery's Paige Fortkamp kept it alive. Freeballing it back over is Marissa Garkey. St. Henry and a smash, a block at the net, and they're going to say a kill for St. Henry's Hannah Bruns. That is number, she's got a bunch here, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. For Hannah Bruns in the kills department tonight. Hannah Bruns will serve. Dug out by Kiara Wendell. Fort Recovery leads 7-4 now in this fifth set. Marissa Garkey back over to St. Henry. Here's the dink over by St. Henry, played by Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp, a deep hit. St. Henry will play it. Here's the set by Addie Vaughn. The hit by Seifering. And St. Henry's in trouble. They got the kill. Mia Niekamp, the middle hitter, gets the kill. And Coach Chelsea Colling with a complaint about that. Now the officials are going to talk about it. The officials are going to talk about it, so let's not put the point down yet. The officials are over there talking. The official at the net and the official down below. What's the decision here? I think they're going to let it go. Yep, they're going to let St. Henry have the point. Oh, boy. That was close. A little controversy there. Hannah Bruns back to serve for St. Henry. 7-5. Good serve by Hannah. Kiara Wendell to Chloe Showalter. Olivia Patch got the kill, I think. No, St. Henry kept it alive. Here's Chloe Showalter setting for Marissa Garkey. And St. Henry able to play it. Addie Vaughn, a dink over. Played by Brooke Colling. Chloe Showalter, a smash by Paige Fortkamp. And Paige gets the kill off of St. Henry and up into the crowd. A thundering hit by Paige Fortkamp. Wow. Port Recovery now leads 8-5. Aubrey Konapke goes back to serve for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve. Vaughn will give over to Addie Vaughn to Mia Niekamp, and Mia Niekamp got the kill for St. Henry. A kill for St. Henry makes it 8-6. Side out St. Henry. Fort Recovery leads by 2. Marley Vaughn will go back to serve now for the St. Henry Lady Redskins. Good serve. Brooke Colling to Chloe Showalter. Deep hit by Paige Fortkamp. Played by Marley Vaughn to Addie Vaughn. Here's a hit by Seifering. Back to Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell to Chloe Showalter. Brooke Colling back to St. Henry. Addie Vaughn will set again. Hannah Bruns a deep hit. Played, and they're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. Makes it 8-7. St. Henry gets the point. 8-7. Timeout. Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads by 1. St. Henry has the serve. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Well, what a great match we've had tonight. Again, no matter who wins here or who loses, it's just going to be heartbreak for the loser. We're tied at 2 sets apiece. We're in the 5th set. Fort Recovery leads 8-7. St. Henry's been charging back here. The Mo is with St. Henry right now. Marley Vaughn, an ace serve. And we're tied up. Marley Vaughn with an ace serve. That's her second one of the night. And we are tied at 8-8. Marley will serve again. One of the 3 Vaughn triplets. Here comes a serve. Pass from Fortkamp to Chloe Showalter, who will set for Marissa Garkey. A nice hit, but St. Henry saves that. Off of Marley Vaughn, Addie Vaughn now free balls it over. Chloe Showalter will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel on the hit. Played by St. Henry, but nobody was there to play the dig. It was dug out on the back line, and it fell untouched right near the net. A big mistake by St. Henry. And Fort Recovery gets the point inside out, and the Lady Indians lead 9-8. Here's Hope Wendell serving now for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve dug out by Seifering to Addie Vaughn. And here's Nora Vaughn, her sister, getting the kill. Addie Vaughn the assist, Nora Vaughn the kill. That makes it now 9-9. We are all tied up. Going back to serve now is Grace Lange. Lange's serve is played by Paige Fortkamp to Kiara Wendell. Wendell sets for Paige Judy. A smash played by St. Henry. Addie Vaughn will set for Nora Vaughn. And a kill for Nora Vaughn. How many does she have tonight? 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 kills for Nora Vaughn so far tonight. Good serve by St. Henry. They lead now 10-9. Back to St. Henry. Addie Vaughn will set. Deep hit by Hannah Bruns, and she got the kill. Hannah Bruns with the kill. And now it's 11-9. Fort Recovery is trailing by two. Service point for Grace Lange. She will serve again. It's out of bounds. Oh, Fort Recovery almost played that and decided, well, let's let it go and see what happens. It was out of bounds. Service error. Fort Recovery side out. Brooke Collig has it now. It's a one-point lead for St. Henry, 11-10. A good serve by Brooke Collig. Here's a set for Addie Vaughn. The smash by Nora Vaughn. And a block by Whitley Rammel. Whitley Rammel and Paige Judy were right there. I believe Whitley Rammel had it. And it's a tie, 11-11. What a dramatic fifth set. Brooke Collig back to serve again for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by Hannah Bruns. Addie Vaughn will set for Nora Vaughn. A smash. And Nora Vaughn got the kill. Nora Vaughn hitting it through the Fort Recovery block. Kill number 13 for her. Side out. St. Henry. St. Henry leads 12-11. Seifering will be serving. It's a good serve dug out by Fort Recovery's Brooke Collig. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp. And she hits it out of bounds. She wanted to drive that through the floor, and it got too high on her and went out of bounds. Point St. Henry on the hitting error. 13-11, St. Henry leads by two. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Hang in there. We're in for a great finish coming right up.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Fort Recovery was leading here in this fifth set, but now St. Henry is leading with side out. Brianna Seifering serving again here. 13-11 lead for St. Henry. We only go to 15, and it's over. Here comes the crucial serve by Brianna Seifering. Fort Recovery needs this point very badly. Dug out by Kiera Wendell. Hope Wendell hits it out of bounds. 1 point away from a victory is St. Henry. What a match this has been. Not looking good now for Fort Recovery. Here we go with a match point. 14-11. St. Henry leads by three. Seifering serve. Paige Judy to Rammel. Here's the free ball over by Paige Fortkamp. And there's a set for Addie Vaughn, and Nora Vaughn gets the kill, and it's over. St. Henry has won this last set 15-11. St. Henry girls are pouring on top of each other, and they are district champions. What a match. What a heartbreak for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Wow. Very disappointing here. We had a lead in this final set. Couldn't hang on to it. St. Henry moves on to the regional against either New Bremen or Marion Local at Elida next Thursday night. We'll be back to wrap it up with our unofficial stats for tonight right after we pause for this.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Over the years, Fort Recovery Industries has witnessed many accomplishments by the youth of our community, both academic and athletic. Fort Recovery Industries would like to salute the members of the Fort Recovery Indians volleyball team on another winning season.
and bringing the community together to cheer the team on in a positive manner. Congratulations, Lady Indians, and best of luck in the tournament from everyone at Fort Recovery Industries. And remember, apply for job opportunities online at FortRecoveryIndustries.com or apply in person.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Calp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Calp Pharmacy is offering flu vaccines with no appointment necessary. Calp Pharmacy can bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Also, ask about our cash special. Stop by for your flu shot at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, and Union City, Indiana today. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Everyone at JR Manufacturing in Fort Recovery would like to congratulate the Fort Recovery Indians on a great season. As a proud supporter of the academic and athletic accomplishments of our Fort Recovery young people, we encourage you to attend the games and support these outstanding Fort Recovery high school students. JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery, a proud member of the Fort Recovery community. Go Indians!
At Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Well, the awards going on. Fort Recovery just got their runner-up trophy, and they are heartbroken. The seniors accepted the trophy are four seniors for Fort Recovery: Brooke Colleague, Olivia Patch, Paige Judy, and tears from Coach Chelsea Colleague down there. And also Chloe Showalter, our other senior. Tough loss tonight, going to five sets. Fort Recovery lost the first set 25-21. They won the second set 25-21. Won the third set 25-20. St. Henry won the fourth set 25-16. And then after Fort Recovery led in the fifth set, they couldn't hang on as St. Henry wins it 15-11. And they move on to the regional to take on either New Bremen or Marion Local. And the record for Fort Recovery drops to 19-6 as they finish their year. St. Henry improves to 23-2 on the year. My unofficial stats, and they are very unofficial, but here's what I have. Addie Vaughn had 6 kills, 6 service points, and an ace. This is for St. Henry now. Addie Vaughn with 6 kills, 6 service points, and an ace. Marley Vaughn ended up with 4 service points, including 2 aces. Grace Lange had a total of 6 service points, including an ace. Nora Vaughn, what a night for Nora Vaughn. She had 13 kills, 11 service points, and 2 aces for Nora Vaughn. Mia Niekamp had 11 big kills and 1 block. She had some very big kills late in the match here. Carly Winter with 2 kills. Brianna Seifering ended up with a total of 3 kills, 8 service points, and 2 aces. Hannah Bruns. Hannah had 14 kills, 5 service points, and 1 ace. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, I had Paige Judy with 3 kills tonight, 2 blocks, and a service point. Marissa Garkey ended up with 6 kills on the night for Marissa and 1 block. It was Paige Fortkamp with another huge night, 18 kills for Paige, 8 service points, and 3 aces. She also had a total of 1 block in the contest. Aubrey Konapke had a total of 5 service points, including an ace. Kiara Wendell had 5 service points, including an ace. Chloe Showalter with a total of 4 service points, including an ace. Brooke Collig had 3 kills, 7 service points, and 1 block. Also, Olivia Patch, a nice night for Olivia tonight, 7 kills and 4 blocks. Hope Wendell had 8 service points and an ace. And Whitley Rammel wraps up our stats with 6 kills and 5 blocks on the night. It was a great night for volleyball tonight. A disappointing one, though, for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. The year is over, but it's been a very nice year. And Fort Recovery took the number 1 and number 2 teams in the state right down to the wire. We lost to New Bremen the other day in regular season play in 5 sets. New Bremen, the number 2 team in the state. We lost tonight to St. Henry, the number 1 team in the state, in 5 sets. And I'll tell you, St. Henry hasn't been taken to 5 sets very many times. Thanks to our studio producers tonight, Neil Spencer of FortRecoveryRadio.com, and once again, Eric Catterly with the radio stations WPGW AM and FM and 105.3 FM. I'm Rob Weaver saying have a very pleasant good night from Kaleida High School. Again, St. Henry, your district champion, edging our Lady Indians 3-2.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the Sports Minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM, Portland.